The following is a presentation of the New York Presbyterian Hudson Valley Hospital Center, a better place to get better. Welcome to the Health and Happiness Show with Casey, a weekly presentation with guests, ideas, information, and fun designed to improve your life from 100.7 WHUD.
Hi, it's Casey. Thanks for tuning in today for a little health and happiness. Did you know that for the last year or so, I've been traveling around with a one-woman show of sorts? It's called Everything I Need to Know I Learned on the Radio. And I thought, since this show has been the inspiration for so much of that show, that I should share the story with you. Now, the full presentation runs about an hour, and there are dozens of musical clips throughout that help tell the story, and everyone in the audience gets to sing along. We don't have time for all that now, so I will just cut right to the heart of the matter. Maybe you know me only from the Health and Happiness Show or podcast, but I also co-host morning radio on New York's Hudson Valley on 100.7 WHUD. There are lessons radio taught me. There are lessons radio listeners have taught me. And there are lessons that getting up before the sun has taught me. You see, all my life, I've been looking for the rules. What's the best way to live? I came close when I found a copy of the poem, The Desiderata, in the mid-80s. That spoke to me. Go placidly through the noise and haste and remember what peace there is in silence. That's how it begins. And you are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. Those words in the Desiderata resonated with me. Now, when I look back on my radio career, I've found some rules that work great, too. Want to take a look at those? The very first thing I learned in radio is smile. Go ahead, smile. When you smile, your voice is warmer, more inviting, more pleasant to listen to. If you can bring a sincere smile to your lips before any words pass over them, I have learned those listening will be more open to receiving your message. The second thing I learned in radio is keep moving forward. Make a little mistake while you're reading a commercial? Keep going. Most ears won't pick it up. Make a big mistake on the radio? I've made plenty. Correct it and then keep going. Don't stay stuck in the mistake. Drop it. Let it go. You'll redeem yourself next time. The third thing I learned in radio is know where you're going. If you start talking, you need to know when you are going to stop talking and exit to the next element. Push the button to go to music or cue the weatherman or whatever is up next. When you're listening to the radio, it may sound random and casual. For me, it's not. We plot out most of the morning show the day before. Don't get me wrong, it's not rehearsed. We just always know where we're going next. Here's a question. What's next for you? Where do you want to go? What do you want to do? Take a minute today and aim your personal ship towards the things you don't want to miss out on. Maybe you've raised kids or pets or orchids. I bet you know how to care for things deeply. And I bet you know so clearly what you want for those people you love. So right now, you might want to take a breath and think of someone you love very much. Just pick the very first person that comes to mind and hold them right there out in front of you in your mind's eye. Now imagine them surrounded by all the things you want for them. It's so easy, right? It feels so good to imagine the people you love having all the things you want for them. Is there any chance you want some of those things for yourself? What do you want for yourself? If you are here on the planet, you get to have dreams and goals, and you get to have magic and power, no matter what your age or station. So the lessons I learned from radio so far, smile, keep moving forward, know where you're going. And another huge lesson radio taught me is perception is reality. Here in Radio Land, we want you, the listener, to be happy, so we listen carefully when you call or write or text with your questions and comments. And the funny thing is, what you are so sure you heard is often not what we said at all. Or the song you are sure we played yesterday, we really played about a week ago. But we know you're multitasking. We can't expect you to hear everything we say and do clearly, and we have to honor the fact that your perception when it comes to radio, is your reality. It really doesn't matter who's right. I've come to learn it's the same with all of us. Anais Nin said, we don't see the world as it is. We see the world as we are. Our perception is our reality. For me, that was a great reminder that we can be very, very sure and very, very wrong. So maybe we need to check in with ourselves and our closest friends and make sure what we're feeling is a result of what's really happening. As the experts on this very show have taught me, our brains are constantly scanning for the familiar, for things that agree with our way of thinking. So I've learned to keep my thoughts positive because the world is going to show you what's already in your head. So radio has taught me to smile and move forward and know where I want to go next and check twice that things are really as they seem. As the Desiderata tells us, many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. So many of the things we worry about aren't real. That's what radio has taught me. Now, there is another set of lessons that living the life of a radio announcer has taught me. And that's what I'm most eager to share with you. And we'll do that next.
This is the Health and Happiness Show with Casey on 100.7 WHUD. If you have a question or need more information about things you've heard on the show, email kcradio@gmail.com. The Health and Happiness Show, information, fun, and inspiration.
How does an award-winning Hudson Valley Hospital get even better? It teams up with the number one hospital in New York. Hudson Valley Hospital is now part of New York Presbyterian, and with our new name comes new possibilities. New York Presbyterian Hudson Valley Hospital now has expanded clinical services previously not available in the Hudson Valley, and easy access to the expertise and resources of New York Presbyterian in Manhattan. Visit nyp.org/Hudson Valley to learn more about the amazing things happening here.
Dad, we need to talk.
Can we just enjoy the drive?
If you're not going to listen to me, who will you listen to?
Jeffrey.
Marcia Gay Harden, what?
Eyes on the road, Dad.
What are you doing? What are you doing in my back seat? How did you get in here?
You're getting older.
Not that old.
Your brain's changing. It's natural.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Honey, I've got experience with this. Jeffrey, brain health is all about making the most of your brain as you age and helping to reduce some of the risks to your brain.
Really? Now that's interesting.
So, you'll talk to her about this, but not me. Marcia Gay Harden? Where did she go?
Learn what you can do to help keep your brain healthy at brainhealth.gov.
She didn't say goodbye? I mean, I would have...
Visit brainhealth.gov.
Hi, it's Casey. Thanks for tuning in today for your health and happiness. We're talking about things radio has taught me, and among them, this. Keep a song in your heart. When you are in a radio station every day, or even if you just listen to radio every day, you get earworms. That's what we call them, earworms. Songs that get stuck in your head. I say put a song in there first, so the radio station in your mind is playing just what you want to hear, and choose your song carefully. Or you may find yourself constantly singing to yourself, it's all about that bass, no treble. Not that that's a bad song to have in your brain, but if your subconscious mind is steering your ship, as the experts on this very show have taught me, you may want to choose a song that lifts your spirits and soothes your soul. Here's a secret. I don't wake up to the radio. My alarm sounds like the rainforest. I eat silence for breakfast. As the Desiderata says, go placidly amidst the noise and haste and remember what peace there is in silence. I take those precious morning moments and remember my dreams and connect with my own body and soul. And that may seem very strange, but I dare you to try it for a week and see how you feel. We are all energetic beings emitting a particular frequency. You have an energy field that can be measured. You have a vibration. I try to match my vibration to that of nature's. My first go-to song in my head is a hymn, How Great Thou Art. Working in radio, I found myself getting off the air at midnight and driving home on deserted streets with moonlight skies. It's easy to find peace when you're alone in nature. Now these days, on my morning radio show, I watch the first breaks of sun lighten the sky every day. But I've stood alone in the dark of my driveway very late at night, and now very early in the morning, looking up and feeling every bit a part of nature. and I hear another line from the Desiderata. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. So the go-to song in my head sounds like this. I see the stars, I hear the roaring thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. I am so grateful that radio has given me a reason to be alone in nature every day. I see, while many of you are sleeping, that this planet is a magical place. It's alive. We're walking on it and not always realizing Mother Nature is reaching out to us and, I believe, nurturing us so we can clear our minds and chart our course for where we're going to go next. Seeking out beauty every day can be the great elixir of the soul. It has transformative powers, and working crazy radio hours has put me in the path of nature's beauty, and this may be the single most saving grace of my life. There's another thought that comes to me when I am alone, driving to work under the stars, and that is how crazy it all is. We are these human creatures, growing and changing, on this spinning orb, reliant on the unseen force of gravity to keep us from flying off the dang planet, yet we're preoccupied with retirement funds or the latest family drama. But we are amazing, living creatures, I believe, here to rejoice and to thrive, and that is so clear to me when I'm alone in nature. What is also clear to me is nature is singing. Nature is just about squealing with joy. What makes your heart sing? What do you love to do? I suggest you find the time to do more of that. For some people, they have to cook or clean or dance or read. Do you love to swim, sew, play hockey? Get in touch with that again, that thing that makes your heart sing. And promise yourself that you'll take some time, maybe today, and make a list of all the good things in your life and practice feeling the joy they make you feel. The poem, The Desiderata, ends with these four words, strive to be happy. And that leaves us with the question, how? Can anyone tell me how to be happy? Well, radio had one more lesson for me. And I'm happy to say it's the how part. It's not logical or intuitive. In fact, this idea counters both. People ask me all the time, how do you sound so happy on the air every day so early in the morning? And the truth is, I was not always happy. Radio taught me a precept that has served me well, and I'm going to share it with you. Ready? How to be happy? Fake it. Yes, I said fake it. Some call it acting as if. Feel the feeling you want to feel first, rather than waiting for that feeling to come and sit in your lap. Do it right now. Close your eyes if you can. Take a breath and imagine how you will feel when a dream of yours comes true. You lose the weight, you move to Florida, you get the job, you find the partner, you lose the partner, plan the vacation, whatever it is that will bring you joy. Feel that feeling now. Conjure it. Doesn't that feel great? Remember to go back and find that feeling often. I had to fake being happy many days and nights on the radio. And the funny thing is, as those doctors on this Health and Happiness show tell me, your fancy brain doesn't know the difference. If you smile, your body creates hormones that support well-being. If you have to pretend that your life is great, you may come to see it ain't so bad and revel in it a little more. Now, I'm not saying ignore your troubles. Lord, no. Work to undo the knots in your life. That's where the growth is. As Joseph Campbell said, where you stumble, there lies your treasure. Unraveling that knot will show you who you really are. But practice what you want to feel, because that is how what you want to feel will find you. Our brains are always scanning for the familiar. Make feeling good familiar. And if you can't get there on your own, sit and imagine what joy would feel like. Take a walk around the neighborhood, making believe the whole while that you're the happiest person in the world, and see how you feel when you get back home. Fake it till you make it. Act like you're happy, and pretty soon your brain and your body will start to support that. By acting happy and gracious for my morning radio listeners, I came to see my role was to serve them. And those people trying to start their day to get to work or get the kids out to school, Well, you deserve the very best me I can give you. I was a waitress in my college days. I believe I am still a waitress now. I just serve different things. And those are the lessons that living the life of a radio host has taught me. But perhaps one of the best lessons I ever learned was from a radio listener. Every day for the past nearly 16 years, several times a day during the morning show, I take caller 7 to win a prize. Ask a little trivia question, find caller 7 on the phones, get their address, and then clear the lines. I pick up the rest of the phone lines that are still ringing and say, "We have a winner, thanks for calling, we have a winner, thanks for calling, we have a winner, click, click, click." And one day, a listener on the other end of the phone shouted back, "Okay, Casey, thank you. Have a nice day." I will always remain very grateful to that woman who changed my life and my outlook that day. She didn't win the prize. She was about to be hung up on, and she took that time to spread some sunshine my way. Pretty big lesson for me. We had just a moment together, but she was using her moment well. And ever since that day, I have answered the phones by saying, "We have a winner. Thanks for calling. Have a great day." And I mean it. I have the opportunity to reach thousands of ears every time I crack my mic and speak on the radio, but I love the warmth of telling one person at a time that I wish them a good day from my heart. I guess you can say my work has turned into my ministry. And everything I needed to know in life, I learned on the radio. More coming up.
This is the Health and Happiness Show with Casey on 100.7 WHUD. Find out more and listen to previous shows online at caseyradio.com.
Hi, it's Holly Shelowitz with your nourishing wisdom. A nourishing breakfast will sustain your body, nourish your brain, keep blood sugar levels balanced, and your mood steady. Here's another one of my favorites. Green smoothies. Hopefully, green smoothies have made it into your life. Smoothies can get those all-important greens into your diet. All you need is a really good blender. Here's one that I've given to even the most finicky eaters and always get a surprise thumbs up. Make enough to have for two mornings so that it's just that much easier for you. You can just store it in the fridge in a glass jar, add a little bit of water for day two, and shake it up. This is what I call my blueberry surprise smoothie. 1 cup of fresh or frozen blueberries, 1 banana or apple, 2 cups of unsweetened almond milk, 2 giant handfuls of fresh spinach, and 1/2 teaspoon of cinnamon. Blend together until smooth. For this recipe and many others, visit nourishingwisdom.com. I'm Holly with your Nourishing Wisdom. Blessings on your day.
We got adopted. Over the years, I came to know what really happened. She had us when she was 17.
The way she saw things going, it wasn't a good environment to raise a kid. The fact that she did that just shows how strong of a woman my mother is, and I thank her each and every day for it. I wouldn't be the person who I am today, and I like the person I am today. I knew I was loved, and I was part of a family, so that was what's important to me.
For more information, visit ichooseadoption.org.
I'm Christoph.
And I'm Christopher.
And our mom chose adoption.
Hi, it's Casey, talking about the lessons I've learned on the radio, and I've learned plenty from my guests. First, it's been wonderful to talk to some of the people I so truly admired growing up, especially Julie Andrews. I was so delighted when I was talking to her, and yes, she was every bit as wonderful as you would imagine her to be. I also, through the years, have spoken to all of my childhood heartthrobs, like Donny Osmond and Bobby Sherman and David Cassidy. Of course, they were much older then, but I always think if someone could have told chubby little insecure me when I was a preteen that one day I'd get to speak to, say, Tommy James of the Shondells, who had the number one song on the radio at the time, I wonder if life would have been a little different. And I guess what I know to be true is there are things waiting for you in your future that you're going to be amazed at, too. One of the guests I had on the radio show was Henry Winkler, the Fonz. You remember, from Happy Days. He's also in Royal Pains, and he's done movies. He writes books. He does plays. I got to ask Henry Winkler how he managed to have such a long and lovely career, and what he said became an anchor for my life. And I can quote him verbatim. He said, "Casey," and I got a little chill because, like, the Fonz just said my name. He said, "I live my life by two words, tenacity and gratitude. Tenacity gets me where I want to go. Gratitude does not allow me to be angry along the way. And when he said that, I knew I was talking to a kindred spirit. It's so important that you find your people, right? Well, I can't hang out with the Fonz, but I can keep close the friends who live their lives from a place that resonates with how I live mine. And I've had to cut loose some of the ones who don't. Choose to be with people who leave you feeling refreshed. And another great lesson I learned from a radio guest was pastor and author Rob Bell. He wrote Love Wins and What We Talk About When We Talk About God. I got to see him speak once, and someone from the audience asked, you know, we've learned so many great things today, all these new ideas, but how do we make them work when everyone's life is so busy and there's so much to do? And Rob Bell said, good is the enemy of best. Good is the enemy of best. To have enough time in your life to reach your heart's desire, you have to say no to a lot of good things so you have the time and energy to show up for the best things. Want to have a good life? Go ahead. Go do all those good things that keep you so gosh darn busy. Want to have the best life? Say no to some of those good things so you'll have the time and energy for the very best things. And you, sweet people of the Health and Happiness Show, you deserve the very best things. You are a child of the universe. No less than the trees and the stars, you have a right to be here. So says the poem, The Desiderata. So, smile. You'll feel better, and your brain will be able to work better. Make a plan and know where you're going next. What is it you really want to do? You may have to adjust things along the way, but keep moving forward. Don't stay stuck in the past. Put a song in your heart and sing it, often. And if you're not feeling it, fake it. In fact, spend some time every day practicing what it will feel like when your dream comes true. So when it does, you'll recognize it and embrace it, and you won't spend a moment in disbelief. And count on magical moments and surprise staircases that lead you to the next best thing. They're always just a few steps ahead. So I guess what lies at the heart of all this is that I believe there's so much more to life than what meets the eye. There's so much more to life than we spend time thinking about daily. We are so much more magical than we may remember. And you may believe that too, some of the time. So as we look at a new year, my suggestion is we start to live in that place most of the time. Stay in contact with your higher self. Spend time in nature to be reminded of your true essence. And maybe for you, you already know these things to be true, or you already know good rules for life that work for you. I had to spend 30 years on the radio to figure it out for myself. But there's one woman, singer and songwriter Carole King, who put all of this into one line of one of her songs, and the song is beautiful. And she says simply, you've got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart, and people are going to treat you better, and you're going to find, yes, you will, that you're as beautiful as you feel. So beautiful people, I thank you so much for tuning in for your health and happiness, whether you listen on the radio or catch the podcast wherever you may find it. You can always find me at kcradio.com and at Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show on Facebook. Let's keep in touch, because I've got so much more to learn. And I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to The Health and Happiness Show with Casey. The content of The Health and Happiness Show is intended for general information purposes only. The Health and Happiness Show is a presentation of the New York Presbyterian Hudson Valley Hospital Center. You can listen to previously broadcast shows online at kcradio.com. Join Casey for another edition of The Health and Happiness Show next Sunday morning on 100.7 WHUD.